Heather Rutledge, Executive Director of ArtReach St. Croix. Each month, we partner with Voices in the Valley to bring you the art news with the help of StCroixSplash.org, the St. Croix Valley's online event calendar. Happy New Year, everyone! Welcome to Winter in Paradise. When you live in the frozen north, you need to make the most of this time of year. Get outside, enjoy yourself, learn something new, bask in the warmth of the season, easily found through participation in the arts. Speaking of Winter in Paradise, that is the name of the new ukulele night at Maple Island Brewery in Stillwater. Every Wednesday evening, pop in for a pint and a lesson. Learn how to play popular tunes on the ukulele. Ukuleles are provided. Create your own heat during Belly Dance and Wine, a partnership between the Pole Barn Studio and Northern Vineyards. On January 13th, you can enjoy a glass of wine, throw on a belly scarf, and learn a fun routine. Fire up the burners and plan for liftoff, as this year's Hot Air Affair will be January 26th through 28th. Hudson's annual Hot Air Balloon Festival includes a Friday torchlight parade, pancake breakfast, live music, balloon launches, and more. As always, you can find out about live music, theater, visual arts events on StCroixSplash.org. But you can also discover classes, culinary arts, guided ranger hikes, and more on the St. Croix Valley's online event calendar. This has been Heather Rutledge bringing you the art news. Tune in to Voices in the Valley Saturday mornings at 10 on KLBB 1220 AM.
Your papers up high and forget all your worries. Where troubled poets can't die, they're the meat of the story.
Good morning and welcome to Voices in the Valley, where we celebrate the creative spirit and nurture the art of storytelling. This is Steph, and I'm so excited that today we kick off season 2 of Hush. Hashtag Hush Podcast is an original sci-fi series written, performed, and produced by a group of teenagers in the St. Croix Valley. Hush follows a teenage girl named Andy, whose parents and then grandmother mysteriously disappear. Andy and her friends set off to search for them on a quest that leads into multiple universes filled with dangerous secrets and manipulative people. All kinds of drama has taken place, and if you are just now tuning into the series, you can listen to episodes 1 through 9 of Season 1 by downloading Hashtag Hush Podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher, or by going to the Shire's website, theshireonline.com. That's theshireonline.com. Let's join our narrator now as she sets the stage for Episode 1. Begin again.
Welcome back, dear listener. A lot has happened since we last spoke. A few months have passed since Gracie was rescued by Andromeda and Ben, and since Zach and Rachel found themselves trapped in Gayabi. Marcel, Vega, and Violet were thwarted in their attempts to destroy Gayabi, and Violet has since returned to her granddaughter, who is still unaware of her grandmother's involvement in the plot to destroy worlds. Life in Edelin has gone on in spite of the challenges of the summer, and the first day of a new school year has arrived.
Andromeda! Dear, are you still asleep? The clock is ticking and the tea is on. Time to get up. I made you some banana bread.
Banana bread? Oh, yum. I'll be right down. I just have to get dressed.
The tea is done. There we go.
Good morning, Grandma. Ooh, that smells so good.
Make sure you eat before you go to school today, okay, honey?
Yeah. And make sure you eat some before you do whatever it is you're going to do today. Oh, that tea is so good. Red hot hibiscus, right?
Do you have any plans for later?
Not really. I'll probably ask Zach and Ben what they're doing after school.
Zach and Ben, You've been spending an awful lot of time with them.
Yeah, because they're my friends.
Just friends?
Grandma! Just because a girl is friends with a guy doesn't mean they have to like each other.
Okay, okay. Your old grandma wants to know what's going on in your life is all. Oh, dumplings, look at the time.
Ah, I'm late.
Don't forget your banana bread, dear.
Gotta go.
Have a good day.
This is good bread. You too, Grandma, love you.
It's so difficult not to ask her how much she knows about the other worlds. At least she believed my story about why I was gone so long, searching for her parents. Oh, my miserable stars, what am I doing? It's for the best. I have to keep Andromeda safe, no matter the costs.
Amy ran from him. No, no. Amy sprinted from him, and his arms fell, devastated at her rejection. Shoot! Another broken pencil. I'll never get anything done at this rate. Come on, sharpen. Maybe it's time to make the transition to typing my manuscripts.
Ben, honey, school. You've got to get going or you're going to be late.
Oh no, gotta hide all this stuff. Coming, Mom, just a sec. No, 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 don't come in. I'll just shove these in the desk drawer.
Benny, come on.
Don't come in, I'm here.
Okay, okay.
Ugh, my bedroom is so quiet. Normally I can hear the twins in the kitchen. It's really quiet.
Rachel, sweetie.
Not now, Mom.
Honey, I know you said you don't want to talk about what happened. I'm just worried about you.
I said not now, Mom!
So much has been going on. You went missing and then came back, and your father and I split up, well, you know. And then he left with the twins. I don't want to lose you as well.
Well, that's not going to be hard if you keep ignoring what I say.
Rachel, don't talk to me like that! Do you have any idea what you've put me through?
I don't want to talk about it.
It's been almost 3 months, Missy, since you went missing, and you still haven't explained to me what happened. I'm your mother. I know it might be troubling, but...
Please!
I want to help you!
I don't want your help! I don't know how to talk about things that happened. I gotta go. Don't want to be late for class.
Yeah, I suppose we'll talk after. I don't know what to do anymore.
Huh. I wish I had more space in my bedroom for my drums.
You what? On a truck? You blew your commission on a truck?
Oh, and we need 5 million pairs of shoes that each cost $200.
Glad to know we're all excited for my first day back at school.
No, we need it for
useless junk. That's what you buy.
And paying up the dang water bill.
Would they be more angry if I interrupted them? Or if I left for school without telling?
I'm only calling you out on your hypocrisy.
Oh, don't pretend like you know what that word means.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. See you tonight.
Good morning, Cinnamon. How's the cutest mouse in the world? Guess I better call Mom and Dad, huh?
Hi, it's Charlotte. Yeah, put me on speaker so Dad can hear me too. I'm okay. I thought you were gonna be home for my first day of school. Yeah, it's fine. I just... Well, things here have been fine, I guess, but it is my first day back, and I just wanted you to...
Yes, I understand.
So, where are you two now? Paris, right? Oh, Tokyo. So it's nice. Hey, would it be all right if I had some more friends over?
You have to go so soon? Oh, okay.
Bye. Love you. I'd be surprised if they even show up for my graduation. What do you think, Cinnamon?
I agree.
Oh, who's that? Look, Cinnamon, Rachel texted me. Hope you slept well and that Cinnamon is doing all right. Wanna meet up before school? Oh, she can be so thoughtful when she wants to, huh, Sin-Sin? Maybe today won't be so bad after all. Here, time to go back in your cage. I have to get going.
I really need to set my alarm earlier. Sometimes I wish I didn't have to walk to school. Hey, watch where you're... Vega?
Make sure not to lose this note, sweetie.
Vega!
Toodles!
Vega, wait! A note? Let's see. Meet me at the soccer field closest to the woods during the drill. V. Why does she... What is the drill? I'm late!
Students of Edelin High, welcome back to another school year. We hope you enjoyed your summer and are ready for a fresh year of working hard, learning much, and having fun. We have just a few announcements for you this morning. Fall play tryouts are going to be next Wednesday and Thursday after school, and more information will be coming in the following days. Now, for a special message from Chief Boo of the Edelin Police Department. Due to its proximity to the woods and recent events in Edelin, the left soccer field will be off limits to all students. Soccer tryouts and practice will instead be held on the right field. Thank you for your patience, and have a good first week of school.
Andy, why did you come in late?
Good morning to you too, Ben.
Good morning, Andy. But seriously, where were you?
I was just running late. My grandma made me tea. Nice hot tea. And banana bread.
Oh, I see. Hey, do you think...
Hey, guys. What do you think about that announcement?
Hi, Zach. Hi, Rachel. What about it? Are you going to try out for the play, Zach?
He can't carry a tune to save his life.
Hey!
Rachel!
Whatever. Can you believe they're closing down the soccer field?
That's where Vega asked me to go.
Huh?
Nothing.
Morning.
Charlotte!
Hi, everyone. First day back at school, huh? What are y'all talking about?
What time does class start again? I can't remember.
Oh, remember, you can just look at your schedule.
Soccer field? Woods? Guys, don't you think we should be talking about something a little more important?
Like what?
Like what? Hey, Andy, remember that time Zach and I were stuck in a cave for an entire week and no one bothered to look for us? You're so smitten by your grandma, it seems you've forgotten the whole fiasco.
Wait, what are you talking
That was
about?
Months ago, Rachel. Things are fine now.
Things are not fine now.
Rachel, take a deep breath. You're starting to yell.
So what? Fine, a bit quieter.
Like I said, it doesn't matter. There's nothing to worry about, okay?
What about the box? What about Marcel and Vega?
Ben, we don't need to worry about that. Don't worry about it, Charlotte. Everything's fine. Does anyone else have world history first hour?
Another dream. Is this Gayabi? Yes, it is. Alder, are you all right?
I am fine, Mung. It is still night. Go back to sleep.
I had a dream. I think it might be related to my vision quest. Do you know a place called Halea?
Yes. By name, of what did you dream?
Here's some water. There was someone who was very beautiful, and they were asking me to go there. They said I could help my people.
If that is what your vision tells you, then that is what you must do.
Can I really leave?
This star on your palm, it is more than a simple birthmark, Mong. It is a symbol of your birthright. You must go. The time has come to learn about the trials and the gatekeeper.
Gatekeeper? Trials?
Find a way. Help our people overcome the monster who has been terrorizing us.
A star on my palm. I will not fail you. I promise.
I know. But first, sleep.
Settle into your desks, everyone. Cell phone's on my desk.
This note that Becca gave me, I shouldn't even care about it anymore. I have my grandma back. But what does she want from me, and how does she have my dad's camera?
Probably because she took it from that boy, Finn.
I wish silence would talk to me.
I am speaking to you. Your mind refuses to let you hear me.
Doesn't matter anyways. I won't be able to get out of class. And what was that drill she was talking about?
I guess she won't hear me. Poor soul.
Okay, everyone, bring it back together. Let's dive straight into our first lesson. Apparently, we will not be doing our first lesson right now. It appears to be a fire drill. Okay, everyone, just head out the door and take a left, and the exit is on the right.
Seriously, a fire drill? Oh, the drill. This means I get to meet Vega. If I'm careful, no one will see me sneak away.
Why do I have to be stuck in Gayabi? I'm calling Vega.
Hello?
Hey, Vega. It's been a little while since you called.
Yeah. I'm in an empty soccer field in Edelin. Not much to report. Did you need something?
Why won't you come back to Gayabi?
I told you. Violet is back in Edelin now. Violet's the boss, right? I'm settling down here in case she needs anything.
But we need to finish what we started. We need to destroy the gatekeeping system. The longer we wait, the more corrupt it gets. Well, it'll get us closer, yeah.
Look, we still don't know for sure that destroying worlds will weaken silence. We don't even know how to begin to destroy the system. I'm tired of killing. Marcel, aren't you?
I don't know. I think it's kind of fun, actually.
Fun? Innocent people, Marcel. They did nothing.
Exactly, Vega. They did nothing. Nothing to fight back. Or at least, not well enough. Look, just come back here and help me. I'll even do all the killing if you want.
Why do you care about Gayabi's dumb box anyways? They have it back and it's well protected.
I can handle their defenses, no problem.
Right. And why do I need to be involved in it then?
It's not as fun without you.
You miss me?
No, I don't. It's just, there's not that many people to talk to here.
No one at all, I'd say.
Yeah, no one I can annoy as well as you anyways.
Back to my hideout above the Commander Cafe before anyone sees me.
Please, Vega, just for a bit. What if you just help me with this one thing?
It's been months, Marcel. I'm staying here.
Fine. But I won't stop asking.
We'll see.
Zach, there you are. Have you seen Andy? I thought she was coming out with me, but then she disappeared, and I can't see her anywhere in this crowd.
I haven't seen her either.
Makes me kinda suspicious.
Yeah, I've got a weird feeling.
She can't have left school, right? Everyone would see her.
Maybe. But what if she was taken?
You don't think.
I don't know. We have to keep looking.
Right.
Where is she? I've been at this stupid soccer field for at least 15 minutes. Does she not think I'm busy? I have other places to be. Not to mention those woods are giving me the creeps, and I know she got my note. Honestly, I can't believe the nerve of her to just flake on me like this. Fine. If she isn't going to show up, then I'm not going to waste my time waiting for her. I'm out of here.
I wish I could run faster. Oh. Meet me at the soccer field closest to the woods during the drill. This is the soccer field by the woods. But no Vega? That's weird. Did she just lie to me? I guess I should have just expected as much. God, why did I even trust her? This was a waste of my time.
Hey, you know, it's kind of creepy that you just brought me to this fire truck. If you come any closer, I'll—
Miss, please calm down. We've just chosen you in order to test the teachers.
Test the teachers? What do you mean?
During the fire drill, we take one student to see if the teachers will notice and know what to do. You're not in any trouble. Don't worry.
I see. So the turns have tabled. Now the teachers are the ones taking the tests.
More or less.
So I'm basically the chosen one, right?
I suppose you could say that.
Now, I've got one more question for you.
And what's that?
Can I honk the horn?
Excuse me, have you seen Rachel? No. Pardon me, have you... Well, that was rude. Oh, Alex, have you... No, fiddlesticks. Ben, Zach, thank goodness I found you.
Charlotte, we're looking...
Have either of you seen Rachel? One second she was next to me, and then... Poof.
She's not with you?
No, I can't find her anywhere. She's gone missing before, need I remind you?
We can't find Andy either. Maybe they really did get taken.
Taken?
If that's true, then they're probably on their way to the caves right now. We need to go.
Calm down. We can't just assume that. And we can't leave either.
Why do we need to go to the caves? What's in the caves? And where's Rachel?
Listen, all the clues are here. If we don't act now, they could be taken somewhere and we'll never find them.
Okay. Sherlock, let's think it through.
Let the Sherlocking die, okay? Now is not the time.
Sorry, just... How are we supposed to find
them? Will someone please explain to me what is happening?
Right now, all we know is that Rachel and Andy have been kidnapped, and it's up to us to find them.
This is the most fun I've had in my life! Wait till the others hear about this. This is the best first day ever! Hey... Why are we having a fire drill on the first day of school? That's kind of weird.
Chief Boo requested we complete more drills this year. Seems he took a call from someone in the know who thought it'd be a good idea.
I doubt that fire drills are going to protect us against kidnappers.
It's about time to head back inside the school.
Aww. Wait, let me honk one more time.
Everyone's starting to go back inside. What do we do?
Listen, Charlotte. Rachel and Andy could be in serious danger. Not one, but both of them went missing. This has got to be the work of Marcel and Vega.
Who are Marcel and Vega?
They were the reason Rachel and I were gone for so long. Aside from, you know, getting trapped underground.
They're her kidnappers? This is so much worse than I thought.
Charlotte, do you have another paper bag on hand?
No, they didn't kidnap us. Gracie, they...
Never mind. We need to act fast. Time is running out.
Okay, we need to get going. I'm not going to let them take her again.
Ben, if we get in trouble for this, I'll kill you.
Fair. Now let's go.
You three, what are you doing outside still?
Oh no, teacher.
Are you sneaking off the school grounds? Come with me.
But Rachel...
We need to talk this over with the principal.
I'm going to kill you, Ben.
Zachary Morris, Charlotte Devine, Ben Williams. Why were you three caught trying to leave school grounds?
We were looking for our friends, sir.
Did your friends leave the grounds?
Yes. No. We're not sure.
She's ready to talk now.
Good. Bring her in.
Andy!
Hi, guys.
Where were you, Andy? We were looking for you.
And we still haven't found Rachel.
Rachel Gerber?
Yeah, we were worried she might have been kidnapped again.
I see. Miss Johnson, go get Rachel, please.
Hey, the principal wants to see you, and your friends are here. Rachel, come on in.
Oh, so now they're looking for me.
Rachel!
What happened?
I got to sit in the fire truck and see if the teachers would notice I was gone.
Oh, I was so worried. I'm so glad you're okay. I gotta give you a hug. Come here.
Hey, I want a hug too. Here, Andy, hug me.
No, thanks.
Now that we've sorted that out, your concern for your friends is admirable, but if you feel concerned, you should report it to an adult. It does no good to put yourself in danger as well, especially if you aren't sure your friends are actually in danger. Zach, Ben, Charlotte, Andy, here are your detention slips.
What?
Detention on the first day of school? Well, that's a new record.
I can't believe you guys got in trouble looking for me. That's hilarious.
The five of you are excused. Please behave yourselves from now on.
Will do, sir.
I'm going back to class now. Rachel, don't stay out here too long. You're already in trouble.
Okay, see you, Charlotte.
Oh, my parents are gonna kill me.
Zach, just explain that you were worried about Andy and Rachel.
They won't listen, Ben. They... Never mind.
Andy, why were you leaving school?
I got lost.
I think there's a reason we freaked out so much.
Besides the fact that Rachel and Andy were missing?
I mean, there's weird stuff going on. Marcel and Vega are still out there somewhere. And weren't they working for someone else? We still don't know who that is or what they're doing.
I told you, remember? None of that matters anymore.
Well, what does Silence have to say about
See?
It?
See? He agrees.
No, he won't talk to me.
What?
I haven't heard him since we were in Mariangayabi.
Why?
Maybe she's not going crazy anymore.
If anything, I think it's proof we should be done with this. There's nothing more we can do.
Andy, ever since your grandma came home, you've been so apathetic. Is your grandma putting something in your tea? What if someone else gets kidnapped?
They won't!
But what if...
They won't. Enough, Ben.
Just let it go. We all need to get to class.
See you, detention kids, later.
Shut up.
Bye!
Andy, come on. This is important.
Ben, enough!
You can do this, Mom. Trust yourself. Trust your elder. This time I'm going much farther than the spruce trees. I can help everyone. I can do this. Eagle, my friend, you've come to wish me goodbye. Yes, remember Halea. Here it is, the cave. Elder told me that the portal was here. But how do I use it? This mist. This must be it. I've never seen anything like it. Might as well try it.
Welcome to Edlin, Mom.
It seems adjusting to school after such an eventful summer has proven difficult for Andromeda and her friends. Zack and Ben see danger in every perceived misfortune, rushing with Violet to save Andromeda and Rachel, when neither are truly in any trouble. Andromeda goes to meet with Vega, only to arrive shortly after Vega left. Zack, Ben, and Charlotte's attempts to leave school grounds to find Andromeda and Rachel, and Andromeda's wandering around to meet with Vega, land the four of them in detention. Meanwhile in Gayabi, Mong has a vision and is advised by the medicine woman to leave Gayabi so that he can save it. Mong travels through the portals and arrives in Edelin, where he is greeted by Silence. But you'll find out more about all of that next time. Until then, listener, goodbye.
Thanks for listening to episode 1 of season 2 of Hashtag Hush Podcast. Begin again. What you just heard is 100% original. The Shire's audio drama team wrote, performed, and produced the podcast, and they want you to be involved. Come explore the Hush universe with us. Google Hashtag Hush Podcast, find us online at theshireonline.com, and follow us on social media under Hush Podcast. Have an idea for the story? Let us know. We want to hear from you. Email me, steph@theshireonline.com. Thanks for listening. Next up on Voices in the Valley is a 3-week series on mental health where we interview therapists from Youth Services Bureau about chemical dependency, anxiety, depression, and suicide in our youth. You won't want to miss this very important series.